This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Now, this was the electronic music I used to listen to in college. Everything went to synthesized. Remember Emerson, Lake and Palmer?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And they did something down at the planetarium at Forest Park in St. Louis. It was all electronic and music. But the planetarium had this projector in a globe in the round. And they used to do all kinds of things about the solar system. But somehow they did this whole far-out show for us college kids and seniors in high schools on Fridays and Saturday nights. Uh-huh. To Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and all the lights would go out, and they do this electronic show on this globe of psychedelic stuff.
Oh, yeah. So this was the 70s, was it?
Oh, yeah. That was the 70s. Yeah.
Well, that was a long time before Guns N' Roses. Yeah. That was the 80s.
No.
That was Guns N' Roses.
I know, but it started with Kansas, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, REO. They had the synthesizer came in the late 60s, early 70s. And then as it evolved, it turned took a life of its own. And then you guys talked about the voice box, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And now that's the new kind of synthesizer of the day.
I don't keep up on that. Nick keeps up on everything.
Listen to Byers & Company. You don't have to keep up on anything.
Well, I listen. I listen. You know I listen.
I get all my viewing habits now from Byers & Company.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. And that's a compliment, Nick.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I wish I had more time to take my own advice and watch certain things. Just don't have a whole lot of time for
it. Hey, you got to watch. I didn't hear Brian talk about this, but I mentioned it to him when I saw him last week or something. And is Muhammad Ali. That series on Muhammad Ali on PBS.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's 4 2-hour episodes. And or maybe it's three. No, it's four. And it's my childhood. I mean, I was kind of like you, Nick. I would take contrary positions on certain things. I was a huge Muhammad Ali fan his entire rise to fame and decline and rise again. Even when he was a protester of the war.
Yes.
I would just tell people, oh, he knows what he's doing. And they say, how could you say that? I said the same thing about John Lennon when he got criticized for some of the things he did back then. He knows what he's doing. He's a smart guy.
Ali growing up, though, I think I saw the first episode when he was still Cassius Clay and how he rose in the ranks. And you could tell already then he was brash. He was outspoken and a future activist, really.
I used to make Nick and Brian mad because I would say, you guys are all upset about Donald Trump, but he just took a chapter out of Muhammad Ali's book. Mm-hmm. This guy knows how to entertain, knows how to communicate to get people interested. Even people mad, but they pay attention. But then he delivers. It's one thing to be a bragger and a big mouth and then never deliver.
That's right.
But Muhammad Ali, he knew what he was doing.
He delivered.
And he delivered.
And he never quit.
Oh,
I mean,
he kept
never
coming
quit.
Back.
Yeah, that's exactly
so
right.
So if I'm right about Trump, look out, Nick. He's coming back.
You know, when you were earlier doing the plug for the coffee, you know,
Marquee.
I used to love coming into work and getting that first cup of Marquee.
All right. Well, in 2 minutes, you can do the plug. How about
for the discernible coffee drinker?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a new machine at the new studio when we finally get to move over there, right outside in the green room.
Well, I heard about this.
Yeah. There's a new machine where you can pick whatever it is that you want to have, from hot cocoa to espresso to
high tech.
Yeah. I mean, you just touch it. Boop. There you go.
I love Dave Cooper.
I miss Dave.
Oh, what a great guy.
Well, his son's doing just...
Oh, yeah.
DJ.
DJ's
Brian
doing
and I used to call Dave Cooper the Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld. He was at good morning, Brian. You know, he was just that. He was always up.
He was a most positive man. And he and I have some history.
Yeah.
Because he's from St. Louis, too. And I asked him about a fellow down there named Dana Brown. I used to caddy for Dana Brown. Mm-hmm. And Dana Brown was Tiger Coffee of St. Louis. And he was also a hunter in Africa. He hunted tigers. So that's where he came up with Tiger Brown. He bought his coffee from Africa. Mm-hmm. And my gosh, when I mentioned that to Dave Cooper, he told me chapter and verse about Dana Brown. And he knew all there was to know about coffee.
One of the smartest men I ever knew. He was an ambassador for me personally. He helped me get some business and really mentored me in some ways. Just very generous guy.
Yeah. His wife is still very active.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I saw him over there with DJ on the brunch day, Sunday brunch day at Dorfor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very benevolent man. In fact, Dave was one of the guys that kind of got me interested in Baby Talk, and I ended up serving on Baby Talk board for, oh gosh, must have been 10 years. And
he was a persuader.
Wonderful guy.
All right. It's time for you to do your marquee coffee.
I've heard it so many times, and I'll probably blow it, but I am a discernible coffee drinker.
Are you?
Yes, I am. So when I drink coffee, I drink marquee. Ethiopian is my favorite.
For how many years have you been drinking?
Oh my gosh, 30 years.
You know how long they've been around?
No, I don't.
40.
Well, I missed 10 years.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way, but I learned it. All right, let's do that break, and we'll be back with Joel Fletcher.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Beautify your home with new doors and windows from Marvin. Get style along with functionality from Ultimate Clad Casement Windows that turn inside out for easy cleaning. Custom sizes are available for almost any door or window in your home, with many colors to choose from.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Does your child love to dance? The Decatur Park District is now enrolling for 2021 dance classes. Offering a variety of classes from introductory to adult, boys and girls age 2 to adult can learn the foundations or perfect skills in ballet, point, tap, jazz, lyrical, hip-hop, and contemporary styles of dance. Build confidence, make lifelong friends, and move your body through creativity, coordination, and classic technique with dance classes at the Decatur Park District. Visit decatur-parks.org to register. Classes begin September 13th, powered by the Decatur Park District.
Hey, Mike Claiborne here, and I want to tell you, whether I'm at the ballpark or a night out on the town, I like to look sharp. One place that always keeps me that way are my good friends at the Brass Horn in Decatur. In my shopping for great classy fashion around the country, I found that the Brass Horn is tied for first place. Their knowledgeable staff is in the loop when it comes to what's hot and what works for me and my budget. So if you're tired of looking in the mirror like a minor leaguer, why don't you step up to the plate and step into the Brass Horn? The Brass Horn of Decatur. Check them out online as well at thebrasshorn.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly.
The park, it's a great song.
He is so topical. Brian, you know, he likes to use the word serendipity, and I really don't like that word, but we were talking about Tim Kaine, and who comes on the radio but John Lennon.
Yes.
And the Beatles.
Yes.
Nice.
I love it when Tim's on with you.
I do, too. He's my, as I got so many go-to people. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun, and I don't want to make it sound like fun now because I'm here. Right. Because of a bad situation, Brian lost his dad. But it's such an honor to get asked to do Brian's show for 3 hours. And I have so much fun doing it because of people like you, Nick and I and Lindsay. Everybody that's ever been on the other side of that glass has always been so helpful and gracious to me.
Absolutely.
To get me through these. But it's an honor, but on the other hand, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and it's a great way to share with so many people all the great things that are happening in our community, like Tony Holly, who I recently met, and what he and Natalie are doing over at the Community Foundation. It's amazing. It's so many great stories. And you had Scott Wrighton on That was interesting this morning to hear him. I don't hear him too often on.
No, he's really a behind-the-scenes guy, right. But I cornered him at Doherty's one day, mm-hmm. and he said yes. And he delivered this morning.
He did.
I learned a lot.
Very exciting things happening in Decatur.
We can go in so many different directions, and we got a pretty good amount of time, but let's get to the business at hand right now. Joel, I asked you to come on this morning for the main reason to talk about the food drive.
Yes.
You're a charter member of the food drive. You were there from the very first one to the very next one, which is the 20th. And there's so many things we could talk about those first few years. But what was most memorable to you?
When the concept was first brought up, and I believe that was you and John and Brian.
Brian,
really,
but you were the general manager of the radio station. If you said, no, we're not giving up a whole day of broadcasting to sit out at Kroger,
right.
you could have done it. But
right.
instead, Mr. Positive, sure, let's do that.
It gives me goosebumps when I think about that, particularly as I think today how it's evolved. But little did I know then, 20 years ago, what an impact that was. Even then, though, Kevin, that was an impact because we were able to, and I think the amount that I hear Brian talk about is that first year of around 35,000 pounds.
Right.
I mean, and that literally was mostly food and some money.
And but that took us 2 days.
Yes, it did.
Friday and Saturday.
It did.
And it was cold.
It was very cold. And then one of the first things I remember is when, and I forgive me for not remembering who the company was that who built our little shack.
Jimmy Peck.
Well, I knew Jimmy did the lumber part of it, but then we had another company that did all the wiring, and I mean this was big time.
It was probably Bodine.
Yeah, probably was. And I'll always remember that shack being set up at Kroger, and I thought we've really moved forward. I mean, we now have a little broadcast booth out there.
We have a structure.
That's right. And I can remember one morning.
But it was still cold because it wasn't heated.
Terribly cold.
Remember the barrel?
Yes.
Full of logs. And I mean, I felt like a hobo out there.
Well.
I didn't care, man. My hands were freezing. And I was accosting people as they were coming out of Kroger. I saw a big load of groceries. We want some of those.
Yes.
And I think that's the way, literally the way the first year went. And Joel, general manager of the radio station, who could have been, who's that guy on WKRP? Who was the general manager?
Oh, yeah, Art Carlson.
You could have
Arthur Carlson.
You could have been Arthur Carlson and stood there with your arms folded and said, good job, boys, good job. But instead, you were in the step van throwing plastic bags of groceries to the very end of the truck.
I was so nervous because I was thinking, hey, this is really starting to catch on. I wonder if our vehicle's big enough. Well, it was, of course, but that was like putting a puzzle together, trying to keep all those bags. And
then when they unloaded it, those poor folks
God.
At, I don't know if it was Catholic Charities. Yeah, it was Catholic Charities.
Yes.
They opened up that back door and it all comes falling out.
It did. And it was such a, I mean, we had no organization, really, when you think about it. And if it weren't for the fact that Brian saw what this could be, if it were under my leadership, we might have still been doing 35,000 pounds. But it has evolved to that point where I remember the last meeting I went to several years ago, there must have been 30 people in that room, all with assignments, all with.
Right. Lindsay Romano, Debbie Bogle, Karen Betzer, Pete Versalino, all deserve a tremendous amount of credit of organizational skills.
They sure do.
And
even the social media aspect of it with your son and with Eric
Michael
Lee,
right,
got involved in.
And Gretchen and Soy took on that bank responsibility. And I mean, there's a lot of smart, solid organizational people. And nobody gets a dime out of this.
Right.
I mean, sponsors provide the operational funds to give out money to the schools and the trophies and plaques.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, Park District provides the stage.
Right.
Dunn Company provides the traffic control stuff. The height tents provide tents. Oh, the people who provide the food.
And that's, the semis that used to have to be filled up.
ADM provided.
My gosh.
They had four semis out there. They were constantly in motion along with Pepsi and their van. I mean, there's a lot of organizational things that went on. Certainly beyond Brian and I, we got to be the voice and the face of the event. But boy, do we have a team.
The mayor said it really well yesterday morning when she was talking about how it is a favorite day for so many, including myself. It's by far my favorite day of the year to get caught up in all that excitement. But knowing that the hearts of Central Illinois coming together for this day to provide for those who need it. And it is, it's just a very proud day, I guess,
it
I
is.
Would say.
And so, folks, if you're just joining us, if you've been listening all morning, I'm sorry. I'm going to say it again. But if you're just joining us, please support the food drive on Friday from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening right here on WSOY. We're going to be remote over at Kroger on 36, right there by the airport. Come by, drop off monies, be a part of the event. Or you can do so many, give money so many different ways through the United Way, through NowDecatur.com, by calling First Christian Church, 875-3350 on Friday, 875-3350, First Christian Church. We'll have people manning those phones. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do it by credit card or by Venmo.
Right, Venmo, right. I don't do Venmo yet, but I've been told by my daughters I need to get in,
you know why
get
I,
with the act.
Do you know why I did?
No.
Because I couldn't get paid my golf bets from my son-in-laws and son. They never, at the end.
Never have cash.
They never have cash. So what do you mean? What are you making bets for if you don't have cash? They said, well, we Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what the heck is Venmo?
Yeah.
Well, I got it. I get paid.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, the other thing about the food drive, I had been listening to the show, and you're talking about great memories and things like that, and I don't know if we have time to share a couple more stories, but
we'll take a break.
Okay. And there are two things I really want to share with people that I think have made such a difference in our food drive.
All right. Well, we have like 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay.
Let's take a break, and it's time for the weather with Nick Smith and more with Joel Fletcher right after this.
Today, we've got a chance of rain starting at around noon. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 74. And tonight, that chance of rain continues. It's going to be mostly cloudy still with a low around 61. For Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 74. And Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 76. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:51. And this look at your weather brought to you by Woods Basement Systems, serving Central Illinois for all things basement-y.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Kirkland Fine Arts Center is excited to present one of America's foremost musical ensembles, the Dallas Brass, on Sunday, October 24th at 2 p.m. Founded in 1983, this unique group blends traditional brass instrumentations with a full complement of drums and percussion, creating an extraordinary musical experience. This concert also features the Millikan Symphonic Wind Ensemble, and it will be sure to have something fun for the entire family. Tickets are available at Kirkland Box Office on Millikan's campus or by visiting kirklandfinearts.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Reynolds, financial advisor at the Decatur branch of Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop locally. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into this community. This message is brought to you by Michelle Reynolds, financial advisor, and John Weber, branch manager of Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We don't need no thought control.
Welcome back to Byers and Company. I'm Kevin Brahini. And I'm here with a good friend and, man, talk about a community leader, Joe Fletcher. You know, you don't really give yourself justice because when you were general manager of WSOY, back then it was owned by Joyner and others. Arch?
Actually, Next Media owned it when I was there, and then I think Tom Joyner bought it right after that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I left in 2005 or 6.
And that was stressful times. I remember that owner was a New York owner, and, yes, and boy, they were brutal.
Challenges.
But you did some magnificent things. I mean, back then, things were happening. 9/11 kind of things. The basketball tournament was ready to collapse. Turkey tournament, you saved it. And then, you know, you got behind the food drive.
The food drive, to me, will always be probably what I would consider, and even then I thought it was very successful, and it continues to be. But the thing, Kevin, I think about every year is, and I think about when I look at Nick, who's a teacher out at St. T, and I think those 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds 20 years ago are now, you know, have experienced all of this, and they're maybe married and have kids, and now their kids are being taught by those parents the value of giving. And I can't stop thinking about how important that is to have those parents and those families now who grew up understanding the value and importance of sharing.
You know, an example of that was Matt Bushell.
And great Matt, story.
Matt was a sixth grader, I think, at he's Michael's best friend at the time in grade school. Mm-hmm. And they had a confirmation year, and they had to do a service project, and his was a food drive. And boy, he got Our Lady of Lourdes engaged unlike any other school.
Yes.
It took a long time before St. Teresa got engaged. You know why? Because all those sixth and fifth and fourth and seventh and eighth graders from those parochial schools
moved
into St. Teresa.
Right, exactly.
And they kept, they got St. Teresa engaged, and now look at it.
Well, and the idea of coming up with the cash prizes for the schools, that just created a whole new wave, I think.
And that was from the get-go.
Yes, but that was such a great idea to get students, because when students are involved, parents are involved.
It used to drive me crazy when we deliver the checks to the schools. The principal says, "Oh, do you know what the kids are going to do with this $2,500? I go, "You know, have a big party, have a big field trip, ice cream and all that." And she goes, "Oh, no. We're going to go give it to Good Sam, or we're going to go do this. We're going to turn it into a bigger service project." And I'm thinking, well, yeah, it's a very noble thing to do, but that's no fun.
No.
So we end up having to go get Gary Birschbach to bring him milkshakes and stuff like that, just so they got something fun up. Because when I was in high school, we did these kind of drives.
Sure.
And if our class won, we got a cigar. Well, it's the first time I ever smoked.
And I couldn't believe it one year when you brought up the name Eddie Schwartz.
That's the genesis of the idea.
WGN.
He filled a semi overnight.
That's right.
And that's where the idea came from. And it turned out we were filling up 17 semis. When that thing was in its heyday with the cans of food.
It makes so much more sense to me now. You know, nobody wants to go through the COVID-19 thing. And we were forced to making decisions last year, of course. 19 cents a pound for food, and a dollar, as Nick and you were talking about, buys 5 pounds of food. I mean, if you really want... No, it is no-brainer.
Well, it went from getting 1.5 million pounds of food to 3.1 million pounds of food.
Right.
It tripled.
And let's face it, it is really easy, and there's really no excuse for not being involved. There's so many opportunities to do it, as you have mentioned. So I really do want to encourage. I know at St. Mary's, they're working very hard to beat last year's number. And so we're all pooling our resources so that there can be a very nice check brought out to the food drive.
How lucky is St. Mary's to have you and Mayor Moore together?
I sure enjoy working with her. She is, you don't appreciate how busy she is until
you... And now
you
got Teresa Rutherford.
That's right. That's right. And
that's a trifecta there.
The mayor is on the go all the time. I mean, all the time.
Well, now she's ahead of the Municipal League of the state of Illinois.
Yeah, IML, that's right.
So Yeah, she's a high achiever.
She very much so, and you can see why, because she's always working on something or putting out a fire or.
Well, we got a minute.
Collaborating with someone.
Give your best pitch on the food truck.
Well, the best pitch is, you know, no matter what situation you're in, that can change, and here's an opportunity for you to help someone you may not even know. And so get involved in the WSOY Community Food Drive, whether it's $5 or $5,000 or $500,000, because it all adds up, and we're better off for it, and we always will be.
That's a pretty good pitch. You should go into sales.
I should.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.